Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. Jesus said in John 16 that here on earth we're going to have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. One of the great things about being a follower of Jesus is to know that he has already gone before us and he has cleared the path that we might be able to walk in his footsteps and we might be able to live for him. He said, I have overcome the world, meaning that he has literally defeated everything this world may have against you as a follower of Jesus. And so as we prepare our heart to meditate today, I want you to be able to say this out loud wherever you're at, in your truck, in your car, maybe parked somewhere, maybe you're on a treadmill. Wherever you may be, I'm going to invite you to just recite this with me. In John 16, beginning of verse 33, say this, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Think about that. Jesus said, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. He wants you to be at peace with him. And then say this with me, here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. My friend, that is good, good news. Whatever you're facing today, the good news is Christ has gone before you, made a way, and he is your peace. So let's prepare our heart for meditation. Let's draw our attention to our breath. Let it just be slow and easy. Let me give you a time to just breathe and slow down. Let your heart rate settle. Let your muscles relax. And now let's use a couple of breaths to separate what the busyness of the world offers us and let it be like a door that we've stepped into the Lord's room and we're able to listen to him. Let's breathe. Hold it. And let's do that again. You ready? Hold it, and this last one, I invite you to breathe deeply in through your nose. Hold it, and then force that air as if it were all of the world's toxins and worries and anxieties in your life. You can just blow those out. You ready? And so as we prepare to meditate, bring two things before the Lord right now that you're grateful for. God, I'm grateful for, and then you finish that sentence. Bring one thing before the Lord that you desperately need him to do in your life today. It might be forgiveness or patience or direction or peace, whatever that may be. Just bring that before the Lord. Whether it's big, little, everything's big when you bring it before the Lord. So whatever that is, Lord, today would you, and then finish that sentence. So God, today, as we prepare to hear from you, would you speak into each of our lives and would you give us peace and power and direction that we might know how to walk in your footsteps and to follow you this day all the way until we lay our head on a pillow tonight and give you gratitude and thanks for a good day. I'll mind the time, friend, and you take these few moments to hear from the Lord. Well, in that same passage, John 16, beginning in verse 31, Jesus said, "Do you finally believe?" Isn't that the question? Do you believe that what the Lord has just given you, you can put to work and it will be for your good and His glory? I believe it will be. And I'm so grateful you joined me on today's weekday meditation. God bless you. I'll see you back again tomorrow.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.